Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. This week's topic is stop being afraid. And I know in today's world, that sounds so much easier than it feels. I mean, look at last week. In 1 week, we had an earthquake. We are in retrograde and we experienced an eclipse. It's a lot for people. We have been through a lot with world destruction, political issues. It can go on and on. But the truth is, it's life. And it's not always supposed to be easy. And we're not always going to have all the answers. But what we do know is we are here and we are so lucky and blessed to be here. And that is one thing we can and should never forget. When it comes to weight loss, it's very easy to be afraid. I see my clients all the time. I see them. I see what they're afraid of. They're afraid of failing. They're afraid of self-sabotaging. They're afraid of being hungry. They're afraid of temptation. They're afraid of working so hard and being disappointed. And that's okay. It's okay to be afraid. But what's not okay is to not try because you're afraid. Because everything I just said, failing, self-sabotage, being hungry, temptation, you're in control of most of them. I know it's not easy, and we will never have all the answers. We're not supposed to have all the answers. You know, no one does. You don't reach a certain age, a certain social status, a certain position in your career, and suddenly have it all and have all the answers. It doesn't work like that. There is no secret potion. There's no lucky token. And there's no prayer that will change the course of your life in the snap of your fingers. You will never know all the answers. And sometimes, because we don't know all the answers, that's what makes it so uncomfortable. But when we talk about weight loss, what we can find comfort in is that you have a plan. You know what you have to do. You know if you prepare and follow through with your menu, you don't even eat in between your meals, and you work really hard and you're consistent, you will absolutely see results. And you know this because so many of you have already done it. And those of you who haven't done it know clients that have done it, and you see the results. But again, it's not easy because you also know the results won't come unless you try. So whether you're afraid or not, you have to try. You have to start. You have to work hard. You have to push yourself. You have to be okay with being outside of your comfort zone. Because think about it. That's why it's so scary. That's why you're afraid, because you're outside of your comfort zone. You know, you feel like you need to have all the answers because you're outside of your comfort zone. But the truth is, like I said before, there's no one who has all the answers. There's no perfect time. There's no perfect situation. What is most important, you have to just start. You have to follow and be consistent. You don't need to know all the answers. You just have to put the work in. That's what gives you the results. And what you need to know is that every day you follow, you will learn more and more. You will see more and more results. Every day that you're consistent, you will feel better and better. You'll feel better outside of your comfort zone. You will no longer be afraid. Think about it. For those of you who were always on the innovation program, when I introduced the 5-hour and the detox program, you were completely out of your comfort zone, yet you trusted in yourself. You listened, you followed, you learned, you worked hard, and the results have been absolutely amazing. I mean, I have clients who have never been so thin in their entire life, and all ages, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, even 80s. I have a client yesterday, it was her birthday, 85th birthday, she texted me. And she has been at her goal with me for some time. That's incredible. I just love that. But again, it doesn't mean that it's not scary. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be afraid. You won't be afraid if you keep trying. If you keep trying, you will see. This is a game. You know, life is a game, and I mean that in the very best way. You put the time in, you work hard, you learn the rules, you see how it goes, you see the results. And this is in all aspects of your life. You have to try and work hard. You have to get over the fear if you want to reach any goal. And when you do that and you try really hard and you put the work in, I truly believe that even if they are not the exact 100% results you wanted, you will still get results. Results that make you so much happier than doing nothing at all. Is it challenging? Yes, of course. Everything in life can be challenging, especially if you think of it that way. For those of you who know me, you know I'm a big believer in mindset. I believe that what you believe in, what you put your work into, what you put your energy into, that's what's going to happen. Dreams and goals are not always supposed to be easy. They're supposed to challenge you. And while it might be weight loss for you, that is your dream to be a certain size or number, for someone else, it's another dream entirely. But all dreams and goals are challenging, no matter what they are. And the only way to succeed at them is to work hard at it every day. To work hard at those dreams and goals every day. And if you do that, I can promise you, you believe in it, you work hard in it, you put your energy into it, you will see results every day and every week. You will get closer and closer to what you want. And remember, when I say you'll see results every day, it might not be on the scale, but you'll see results in how you feel, how your clothes fit you. And eventually it will be on the scale, but you have to look at all your results. When you're putting your work in, your energy in, and you're looking for results daily, you have to look at all kinds of results you're getting. Let's remember, it's in the challenges we face every day, every week, every month. That's where we learn the most. And it's also what makes it so exciting. As you succeed with each challenge, you're trusting yourself to overcome the next challenge, the next future obstacle. Because every time you do it, you're getting stronger and stronger. You gain great advantage when you overcome your challenges because you're also learning discipline and control, And we have to remember that. I have a client that I won't go too deep into because she's planning on doing a podcast with me when she reaches her goal, and it will be soon. So I really don't want to get into the story, but just to give you an idea about her, she came to me about 10 years ago, probably more. And she lost all her weight, got her numbers she never thought possible, and she stayed there for a really long time. But then, of course, things happen in life as they often do, one thing or another. And like I said, I'm gonna leave the details to her. But when she came back, she started gaining weight, and in the beginning, she was kind of ignoring the extra weight, and she would ask me, and then eventually, she couldn't ignore it anymore. So when she started back, it was really difficult. My point is through the story, it wasn't easy for her. She lost a pound, she lost 2 pounds, but just going back so strict after not having to be so strict for so long, because she was basically maintaining for years, she struggled. She questioned it, she questioned me, she questioned the food. I kept telling her to trust me, trust the program, trust the food. Everyone eats it, everyone loses. And now she's just doing amazing. She got through the hard part. And that's my point. You have to get through the hard part. It's not the first week. The first week's not the hard part. It's the second through like the fifth week that's really tough because you have weight to lose. And the second through the fifth week is you're really not seeing what you want to see for all the work you feel like you're putting in. But then all of a sudden, all those pounds add up. All those ones and twos, they add up. And by the sixth week, you are feeling amazing. Then all of a sudden, you start to see the number, you start to see the difference in your clothes, you start to see how you feel. Your body image is better, your confidence is better, and you know you can do it. You're working hard, you're putting the time in, you're seeing the results, and you feel confident. You're no longer afraid. So you really have to give yourself that second to fifth week. Get through that. That's the hard part. It's funny, as I was just telling you that story, I'm thinking to myself, I can guarantee there's so many of my clients that are listening to this and they think I'm talking about them because I didn't realize, but as I was talking about the story, there are so many clients in the last couple of months that went through this and now they're in such a great place. Not all of them are at their goal, but very close and very happy and in a place where there's no turning back because they got through the hard part. They're so happy about where they are. They're so happy being on program. They're so happy feeling good again. Their clothes are fitting. They got through the challenge of starting. They got through the second and fifth week. And when you can do that, it's going to make such a big difference. It's going to take the scariness out of everything. It's going to take it away. So again, my point is, if you can get over being afraid of failing, afraid of the hunger, afraid of the temptations, you will do it. You know deep down you can do this. You can do anything you want to if you put your heart and soul into it, if you put your energy and beliefs into it. Yes, it takes a positive mindset, hard work, consistency, but you will get to where you want to be. You have to learn to talk yourself into it. Talk yourself into it and stop talking yourself out of it. And especially in the beginning, instead of looking for excuses to go off program, you have to make all the excuses why you should stay on program, why you want this, why it's important to you. Again, when we're talking about mindset, if you keep yourself afraid, you will stay afraid. If you make excuses for yourself why you can't do this, then you won't do this. Your negative mindset will keep you stuck. You don't want that. Because when you keep yourself afraid or tell yourself excuses why you can't do something, it's causing yourself to limit yourself. I really believe that. That's why you're staying stuck. Immediately, it's going to give you reasons to go off and do the wrong thing. This fear and these excuses keep you going down the same old path, preventing you from reaching your goals. And if you really want to lose weight, feel great, and have control over your life and your happiness, then you have to stop being afraid and stop making excuses why you can't do it. When you start to struggle, I want you to remember me telling you this. Life is hard. It's supposed to be hard, but it's also the challenge that makes it fun and exciting. Don't be afraid of it and don't make excuses for it. Instead, live it. Live your goals, live your dreams. That's what's going to make you happy. Get through being afraid. When you're through being afraid, it's going to be life-changing. It's not about being perfect. It's about going after what you want and making sure you're working hard to do it. Put your energy in it. So if you're one of the clients that are doing all the right things, which I know so many of you have been, and I'm so beyond proud of every one of you, keep going. Keep working hard. Every day you are closer and closer to your dreams and goals. Every day you feel better and better. And I love that. Now, if you are someone who has not started or has not been doing the right things and want to start, this is your motivation today. You have to start by following your menu, not eating in between meals and snacks, having the discipline to work through your challenges and fears. It takes planning, preparing, and following through with your day. It takes not making any excuses on why you should go off program. It takes consistent hard work. And most of all, it takes you loving yourself enough to walk away from the temptations. You have to be willing to put your immediate wants aside for your future results. And when you can do that, you will see the very best results. It's time to stop being afraid and start being excited. Start today. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I hope this helped. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate all the feedback. It truly makes my day. I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week full of love and blessings. Hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.